This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is scrambling to find money for a program that gives students free school lunches. It's $24 million short because of inflation and higher-than-expected participation. CPR's Jenny Brundine says the Joint Budget Committee took up the issue Monday.
There were two other elements to the proposition that voters approved, aside from free meals. One would give grants to schools to purchase produce from local farmers. The other would raise cafeteria workers' wages. Those were to go into effect next school year, and the committee voted to delay them at least a year and voted to make the wage hike subject to available resources. That cast some doubt on whether it would go into effect.
That's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine. One of the most contentious lobbyist battles at the Colorado Capitol this year is a package of bills designed to reduce the state's summertime smog problem. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
The trio of bills would revamp the state's approach to regulating air pollution through changes to permitting, enforcement, and establishing new industrial pollution rules. Democrats proposed them in late February, and the package is already one of the most heavily lobbied political issues during the legislative session. Environmental and public health groups are supporting the bills, and the oil and gas, construction, and concrete industries, as well as other business groups, have hired lobbyists to defeat the measures. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Colorado's presidential primary concludes today. Voters have the opportunity to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary, depending on their registration status. Unaffiliated voters can select either primary, but can vote in only one. Voters must turn in their ballot or cast one in person by 7 p.m. And we'll have a Super Tuesday special election coverage starting tonight at 6. Colorado's mountains have more snow today and through the rest of the week. Along the Front Range, a chance for rain this evening. This is CPR News and KRCC.